Upanishyati.
Oh, beautiful one.
Beautiful?
Beautiful one.
One.
Is Kalyani. Mm. Oh, beautiful one. When will the sound of your ankle bell sprinkling drops from an ocean of nectar cure my deafness?
In last sloka. He prayed Srimati Radhika that I'm so wretched, I'm so dingy, I cannot serve you bodily. Sakshat, sakshat means
direct.
So I pray you that in Sphurti or in Swapna, dream, I may serve you. What service? What service?
Doing the good life.
That my best anga, part of the body, is head. If your charan lotus feet's dust, like parag, from your lotus feet, my head should have that, will be decorated by that parag. So in my sleep, in my dream, if it comes, even in dream, then I will think that my head is successful, have my head. And it came from a sthurti, and a sthurti I have told. Now he was rolling, when it gone, this mood went on, then he is praying this thing, that the dust of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika should come on my head. And for this he was weeping and rolling on the bank of Radhakund. It went on some time. After that, he heard something. He heard the sounds of Hansa. Hansa, you know?
Swan.
Swimming in the Radhakund. And they were singing in their voice, and it seems that the sound of ankle belt. Kal kal ra ra they are doing. And he at once became astonished, asked that Jajana, that what is he hearing? And his mood was changed at once. And he again went in the sthurti and said that Ras was going and lakhs and lakhs of gopis are dancing with Krishna. Radha and Krishna are dancing in the middle. So fast. Krishna was playing on flute. also sweet, sweet melody of flute. Srimati Radhika with other gopis dancing, they have anklet in their feet. Angreji to thoda nahi samajhti ja. So Srimati Radhika was dancing in so sweet mood that at the time of dancing, anklet was also singing,
ringing.
Sometimes it seemed that Srimati Radhika was twisted in, twisted means?
Bent.
Bent and in two pieces.
Yes.
Here, like this. And the sound of
Uncle Bell
and the melody of that sweet flute were in same melody. It made Srimati Radhika dance so sweet and to sing, and also to Krishna so sweet on in that sound of bansi. She was dancing and anklet were tinkling, and upon the sweet voice of anklet sound, Krishna was playing of the flute. The breath was so heavy. Rupa Goswami has told somewhat anywhere about this. Srimad Bhagavat also the mood of Bansi has been Uruna Pulinda Urga Kastriya Kalpadayata Venu Gita. Venu Gita Sammohita Archarita Nachalin Pray Kahitra Lokyam Aspandanam Gatimatang Lokasna Sobhag Sobhagamadam Kastriyam Kalpatayata Venu Gita Sammohita Archarita Nachalin Pray Lokyam. ते कल्पाय दायत वेणुगीता सम्मोहिता चरिता न चलेत त्रैलोक्यम त्रैलोक सौभगम इदंच निरक्ष रूपम जद्गो द्विज ब्रह्म मृगा पुलकान्न बिभ्रन. 10, 29, 40 श्लोक. Kastriyang te kalpadayat. Here gopis are telling to Krishna, when Krishna told that swagat to you, welcome to you, you have come comfortably here, what should I do for you? Now you have seen me, now you should return. And the duties of a chaste wife to serve her husband in any way, whether he is rich or poor, he is lame or anything, he should be served by his wife. Otherwise, to leave her husband and to go to another person, by this his it is very sinful act for that lady in this world and also in other world. So he should return. And he gave so many instances and so many tarkyukti,
logic.
Then gopis are replying to Krishna that by giving this instruction to us, you are our guru, and guru should be served first, then anyone. And if guru is not taking service, and seva, then it is fault of guru. He should take. Because you are God, you have told, and you are giving instruction to us, and you have told that je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathayo bhajamya. So you should also, we are serving you, you should also serve us. Otherwise, you will have to be in fault. No? Also, you have told, sarva-dharmāna pratyajya māṁ ekam śaraṇam braja. So we have, by giving up all these dharmas, we have come to you. So you should
reciprocate.
Otherwise,
you're going against your own words.
So हम लोगों को ग्रहण करें, accept us and accept our services. But if you are denying this, then we are bound to tell you that it is your fault that we have come here. You have called us by your sweet melody and by your sweet words and sweet face. Why you have showed your so most beautiful
face,
more sweet and more saundarjasali, beautiful than Narayan and all others, Ram, even. And you are playing on flute and coming so beautiful, beautiful
sound
with avaroha and aroha,
descending
and with so karuna swar. So we came like deers, hearing any sweet voice. So you have called us. And when we came, we saw your distress, beautiful face. Now you are going, telling that you should return. How we can return? You have taken our heart by your beautiful face and beautiful, sweet melody of your Venu, we cannot go. What to tell? We are gopi. Your same gotra.
Family.
We are right on this. But we see that in whole world, anyone cannot stand on their dharma. We will see your face, beautiful face, and hear this melody, beautiful, sweet melody of your flute. If go means all kinds of animal having four legs, In this, go means a cow, heron means deer, or even calves, bulls, so many animals. But in this, prominent is cow, or cows, calves, and all these things. Go. Dvija. Dvija means birds who have two feathers. And Dhruma, trees, creepers, bamboo, and all other things. Mriga.
Animals
again. In this, deers. Tulkanya Vibram, they live their swabhav, nature, and their nature becomes opposite. Go, it runs and go, walk, but it becomes
stung.
They cannot move. They do like this. Their
ears become cups.
Like and a stone, they become standing. Their grasses in their mouth. Dvija. They fly. But that they become like a stone. No movement. Eyes shut up. The ears. Hearing sounds. Only. Pruma. Sthava. No moving. But they became like moving. Their branches came down. And they became pulakita. Pulkit means flowers.
Blooming.
And asru. Tears coming from trees. Madhudhara. Honey. As if they are moving and they are weeping and they are have pulak and all these things. Mriga. They see a person and they, by fear they fly away. They run away. But here they came to Krishna with their wives. Mriga. Their wives were forward and husband Krishna-sar. Following that, their wives both are singing towards Krishna and hearing the so melody tune of Veena and Venu. And by their eyes they are offering their hearts in the lotus feet of Krishna. So Pulakanna Vibran means Romancha. Pulak Romancha Asu, all these things. So they have
reversed
themselves. Their modes were reversed. So we are first female. In female we are Kishori age. And in Kishori, we are gopis, very near and dear to Krishna, very soft and sweet heart. So by hearing the melody and seeing your face, we have turned our dharma modes. So it is not strange if all these can change their modes. How can we not? So we cannot go. So first let our hearts give us return and my mood should be changed. It is your fault that you have come with so beautiful face and sound. So here it has been told here about a Bansi. What she does in Srimad Bhagavata or in Jayadev or in other Goswami books, it has been written that by hearing the sound of Bansi of Krishna, Jamuna stops his going, running. Stones, and pahar,
mountains,
stones, but it becomes like water, like melting. So everything changes their moods by this. When Krishna cannot please gopis, their man is not going. At last, his every efforts are fails. Then only by taking his seva and sings so beautifully in that, their man melts. And when they goes to Krishna and hear the melody and see the face, no man, nothing. And that is why there was no work of Bansi, so he did not take it to Dwarka. Only by threatening, their man goes away. So in Dwarka, he did not take. So this flute does a strange and beautiful work, services to Krishna. So here, Bhasta Brahma Maral Kujit Bharai Urjeshwari Nupura Kwani Rujit Vaibha. This is Utkalka Ballari 29. Also, in so many books, the effect of the Bansi and effect of this face has been
described.
So here she is telling that like this, the tune of the ankle belt of Sri Radhika is more than that Bansi. When Krishna sees this and hears it, from very far away he comes, like gopis come to Krishna and all the animals and all. Also by this, Krishna comes to Srimati Radhika. So he saw that Krishna float and the ankle belt of Srimati Radhika were
playing on the same tune in harmony.
When Srimati Radhika was dancing on the float of Krishna, one ankle came out and it went so far away. And the rope in which it is
tied.
Toot gaya, broken, and anklets were gone here and here. Then Srimati Radhika dancing became a stop, and her dancing when it stopped, Krishna floating was stopped. And when his flute was stopped, then Srimati Radhika stopped. First Radhika stopped dancing. His flute was stopped. And all dance of all gopis were also stopped. At once everything was stopped. He shot towards she, Srimati Radhika, shot towards this Manjari. Oh, Rati Manjari, Rati Yatulasi. And she ran to gather this anklet. When she went there and began to
pick up,
but nothing was in her. And she saw no anklet, no Radha, no Krishna, no Ras, nothing. He came in.
Bahya dasa.
Now she is weeping. But that she is there. Where is Radhika? Where is his order that she ordered me to bring and collect all these things? And she became like bent, rolling again. Then she is praying, oh Srimati Radhike, you are like, your mercy is like ocean, endless. And your beauty is also like ocean. And the sound of your ankle bell is also so sweet and full of rasa as ocean, endless ocean. And by this, in this ocean, Krishna is
drowning.
By hearing this, you should be merciful to me. In that sound, Krishna may drown part of all other persons. Now you should be so merciful to me, so that your, I am not hearing the sounds of your Nupur and also the sound of sweet Bansi. So I now want to hear. That sound is like ocean of rasa. So you should give it in my
ear.
So that I may because your dancing and ras with Krishna is always going on, but I am not here. Especially in Radha Kund, always sweet sound of Bansi and Nupur Dhvani always going on. But now I am not hearing. I think that my ear has some defect and I have become deaf. So if you give a drop of medicine, that is that rush of your charan belt, ankle belt, it will go in my ear. Then again it will be pure and I will hear. So I am not hearing now. So please be merciful. Give that medicine in my ear. So when I will hear that sound, so in his sakhi bhav, he has participated in that ras and serving Radha Krishna, especially Srimati Radhika. And now in Raganuga, a sadhak follows gopi. Now he is following Rati Manjari life and wants that heart. Saubhagya should be come to me. I was thinking and thinking. he becomes a what? Sadatma. And he prays for that. So we should also pray like him, that when our deafness will come, go out, and we can hear, and our this blindness shall go, how it will go? If Srimati Radhika will have mercy upon us and show her beautiful face in lotus feet, then this blindness will go. So we should always pray like that. Bas.
So, what is the correct meaning of Kalyani?
Kalyani means merciful, mercy, having mercy. Those who do Mangal. Mangal, you know?
Auspicious.
Kalyani. Those who do Kalyan.
Welfare.
And she is also Kalyani. Having Kalyan. What is the Kalyan? Kalyan. You can give me your mercy so that I may serve you. Like in that mood, you are always serving Krishna, so you are Kalyani, and I want a very little bit of that thing in my heart. So you can do it. This is Kalyani. Kalyani means not very good.
Maharaj, when the gopis quoted the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna had not yet spoken the Bhagavad Gita.
They had heard from Katyayani and Jogmaya and from others that in next birth, before birth,
past birth,
he has told this thing. And he is telling that I am the same like that. But we don't believe it.
Also, you said in Dwarka, there's no need of the flute because he gets rid of the mind by what?
By? Oh, I will get you out from my palace. This threatening makes them to leave their mind. But he has no threatening in Vrindavan. They will threaten to Krishna.